You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, Te Pāti Māori launched a petition to change the official name of New Zealand to Aotearoa. The petition called on Parliament to change New Zealand to Aotearoa and begin a process alongside whānau, hapū and iwi to identify and officially restore the original Te Reo Māori names for all towns, cities and places right across the country by 2026. Zazi spoke with the Māori Party's co-leader Debbie Nārewa Packer about this petition to change New Zealand's name to Aotearoa, as Debbie helped launch the petition and is encouraging people to support such a change.
Tell me about the petition you launched yesterday.
Yeah, I think, look, the most important part of us launching the petition, which, by the way, at 8 o'clock this morning, 24 hours after we launched it, has achieved 25,000 signatures. So we're pretty stoked about that. And the main focus of it is to bring about the necessity for us as a nation to be focused on who we are and most importantly, you know where we've come from, but who we are as a future united nation. And I think that's the significance of Aotearoa. The other side of it, I don't know if too many people realise, but yesterday was the 49th anniversary of the petition delivered in 1972 from Ngā Tamatoa for the official recognition of the reo as our official language. So, yeah, it's important to, while we're all reflecting and supporting and promoting Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, that actually we look at who we are as a nation past this week, past this hour, past this minute.
And what is so important and significant about an official status of Aotearoa, for example?
I think probably the most important thing is that, you know, we are seeing the continued watering down or the lack of commitment to tangata whenua, tūti tiriti, to tangata whenua and tangata moana who are advancing together. And I think the minute that you make something official, then there's more recognition and follow-on effect from that. And Aotearoa is the start of what we want to see as a people-led movement on discussing, so, you know, what are the correct words for where I live? What is the ancestral name, the tangata whenua name given to this awa, to this whenua, to this maunga? And what did it mean? Where did that kōrero come from? And these are a huge sense of identity. And with that comes a huge sense of wellness. And when you know, you know, for example, the lands and towns and cities have stories of tenacity, they have names of resilience, they have names of love and daring love. And I think there's lots of things that really connect us and are relatable, more so than names that often named after people who've never been here, who have no history here, who haven't lived in some of the, you know, and acquired some of the resilience we've needed to as those who live in Aotearoa. So, yeah, that's the sense of it, is sense of identity and belonging, and most importantly, being able to create that kotahitanga when we come up against things such as pandemics, such as climate change, such as economic transitions that are required, you know, and I think that's the recognition, is that we've got a lot to contend with as a nation, and we need to contend with that united.
Yeah, and also in the petition, or with this petition, is there a further goal branch from wanting Aotearoa to become the official name of the country? You know,
absolutely.
Is there any more that you are wanting to see further represent the language?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the language is about how we look after and manaaki each other, how we recognise that there are tangata whenua in Aotearoa, that there is a titiriti, that there are aspects of Aotearoa that are doing beautifully and have a lot to contribute. And actually there's aspects that come with our tangata whenua that need to be recognised that aren't doing that great. And I think when we launch kaupapa like this, it is absolutely about, again, having the start of that conversation, starting the narrative of, for example, for us here in Taranaki, you know, what what happened, why, you know, why we lost our names, and why were the names, you know, given, what that restoration process involves, which involves a whole wānanga of learning, a whole wānanga of reconciliation, and most importantly, a whole wānanga as a nation of recovery. You know, we are based in the Pacific, and we have a completely different physical environment to often a lot of the places that we're named after. The other side about it too is, you know, I know, and my mum's a perfect example of tangata tiriti, who live in Aotearoa, who actually call a maunga their maunga, who live on our whenua, who live on our moana, and this is their wakapapa too. And so I think it's actually about, you know, acknowledging how everyone fits in together. And the only way we're going to have that continued discussion in a way that doesn't rip everybody out when it comes up is actually to start, and to start a program of recovery and start a program together. With that comes education, and often we say this, with education comes liberation. We create curriculum and a syllabus for us to indeed learn in schools and talk about at universities, and wānanga at marae. So yeah, it's put out there to start the nako, to start the depth of the kōrero required for our nationhood.
And, you know, if there are people out there who are skeptical with this petition, because I saw a tweet by David Seymour where he said that people are already free to use Māori place names. What, you know, what would you say to people, to those people who may not have a strong side to pick or don't know what to think with this petition?
Yeah, and I, to be honest, I think that's where most of Aotearoa sit. Like these, I know there's 25,000, which is just overwhelming. To our knowledge, there's never been a petition to gain so much momentum in such a short time. And I think one of the things that's really important to talk about is, you know, the politicians are going to play to who feed them. They're going to play to who they represent. And as in David Seymour's tweet, he talked about people are free to use the reo and free to use that name. Actually, that's debatable. But then he called Auckland Tamaki Makaurau, which actually shows even he, in the depth of that debate, his default setting was to talk and to refer to Auckland as Tamaki Makaurau. Why? Because there's a different sense of identity. And I think what it is, it's not about saying to someone, you know, your history doesn't matter. Actually, what it's saying is this land has its own. And we have an identity, and it deserves to be given light. And, you know, there is no real reason to be hanging on to names that, you know, we got through periods of colonization that actually perpetuate trauma for the Indigenous peoples of Aotearoa. There has to be a way that is mana enhancing, and that indeed shows that, you know, we can criticize how we got here, we can be angry about what happened to us, but actually it takes really, really brave leadership and love for each other to find a way forward. And I think this is what it is. I think the other side of it too is that the discussion that the reo is free and we can do whatever, but it's a step further. You know, 20% of the Māori population, 20% of Māori make up the overall population, but actually only 3% of our people living in Aotearoa can speak te reo. You know, and that's a concern. You know, there is it's incumbent on the Crown to be part of restoration. But the other side of it too, this is about our identity and going forward. And we have a growing young population who have got some of the worst challenges that any of our generations have ever known. Climate change. There's a whole social justice and issues with homelessness. An inability to ever be able to afford your own home. The fact that we have pandemics coming at us not once, twice, but multiple times. The fact that we need to radically transform this country's economic modelling system. And those are things that require a united front. And I think what we're seeing is a generation, and a very small generation, who don't want to lead any change or to see the country change and grow up. And we're ready to evolve, and we've been ready for a long time to reclaim what the tiriti said. So I think, you know, while we've got high inequalities, but a lot of great will and good faith, this is the solution forward.
If people listening want to show their support, how can they do this?
Well, the first thing is that they can sign up with the petition, which is on the Māori Party Facebook page and website. And the other side of it is that it can, you know, again, we love hearing the opinions. And I think, you know, you'll see on TikTok that just we go off on Instagram. That's not because we're self-promoting. Actually, what we're doing is creating a wānanga, creating a national discussion about this. So if you want to support, it'd be great. You'll see we're sharing other people's videos. It'd be great to have your view. It'd be great to see what you think, what it means for you, and share it on our platform, share it on your platform. And, you know, let's be about, you know, educating ourselves and showing some really awesome solutions of how to achieve kotahitanga in Aotearoa.
That was Zazie speaking with the Māori Party's co-leader Debbie Nārewa-Packer on the Māori Party's petition to change New Zealand's name to Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.